Today's audio cast for Friday, May 18th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. PogoJet President Cameron Burr spoke with AvWeb Editor-in-Chief Chad Troutfeder earlier this week at the Business Models for VLJs and Lightjets Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida. Burr started the conversation by explaining the concept behind the future Very Light Jet Operator.
Pogo is a branded charter service that was founded a couple of years ago. We closed our first round of funding in March of 2004. And we are currently raising our Series C round, and we anticipate starting our service in July of 2008.
What kind of airplanes do you plan on using, and what's the business model underneath all this?
The planes, we're currently in what I would characterize as advanced discussions with Eclipse Aviation. The model, on-demand branded charter, we'll be selling the plane, not the seats. Our operating region is our first operating region will be a 500 nautical mile circle around Westover, Massachusetts, which is where our headquarters are. And in that service region, there are approximately 700 airports in which these planes are capable of flying in and out of.
How long do you think you'll be operating in the Northeast before you start expanding outward?
Depends. It really, we think that there's a very a big market out there that would easily support well over 100 airplanes, but it would be a tad bit irresponsible for me to be able to tell you today with any sort of certainty until we start operating and what the market really is.
How is the pricing structured?
The pricing structure that we're looking at, Chad, is approximately in 2008 dollars will be somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,000 per occupied block hour. So in our model, unlike a traditional charter model, the customer will not pay for any of the positioning of the aircraft. They will pay for the time that they're on the plane.
Now, what's leading you towards the Eclipse? What is the main draw here?
The capital cost of the airplane is the lowest in the category, and the corresponding operating costs are low as well. And in addition, Eclipse has demonstrated a real commitment to supporting a fleet operator with the characteristics of high utilization.
Now, Eclipse has announced the new avionics package and some aerodynamic mods. Is that kind of scare you a little bit, or do you think by the time you get delivery, do you think they'll have everything ironed out?
It's a development program, so things change. And I have every bit of confidence that Vern and his team will put together a great airplane. And I suspect by the time we operate the plane in 2008, a lot of the early bugs will be worked out. And that's not to say that there won't be more, but it's a mechanical device, so things break.
Now, Robert Crandall still involved with the company?
He's chairman and CEO.
What is his vision?
Really no different than what we've already talked about. His vision really is to dramatically lower the cost of private transportation and demystify the accessibility thereof. If you ask the man on the street to go charter a plane, I'm not sure what he or she would do. Where would they start? So his recurrent theme for Pogo is really all about consistency and accessibility. Our planes, our pilots, our pilot training, our maintenance, our mechanics, so that there's a consistent branded product that is readily available, and that product doesn't exist today.
There's no memberships or fractional shares, and is there any deadhead time?
There are no deadhead time charges. There will be no fractional ownership in our model. We are still formulating one or two variations of a membership model, but those are still in the works.
DayJet's gone to a membership model, and it seems more like it's to pre-clear passengers than anything else. Is that kind of your take on it, too?
That will be a function of it, yes.
What's the marketing plan when you roll out the service?
Based on our current plan, we're talking about taking delivery of 18 planes in a 12-month period of time. So in our operating region, there were somewhere a neighborhood of 19 million trips taken last year within that 500 nautical mile circle. So if we have 18 or let's call it 20 airplanes, I really don't have a whole lot of planes to be worried about. Most of our early customers, we feel, will be people that work for accounting firms, hedge fund managers, local radio stations, you know, who have to go out and with sales teams and cover a large geographic area in a very, very short period of time. Our experience on marketing is trying not to overstimulate a market that we cannot fulfill in the early years, because we just simply don't have enough planes to go out and fulfill the amount of demand that we think exists.
Now, do you think the
and keep in mind, Chad, that the price points that we're talking about are anywhere in the neighborhood of 40% to 50% below today's prices, which aren't all that consistently available today. So in 2008, at $2,000 per occupied block hour, I don't think we're going to have to go out. And what we don't want to do is overpromise and upset customers, because you might have a wonderful product, but if a customer can't use it, it's not so wonderful.
PogoJet President Cameron Burr speaking to AFWeb at the recent LightJet Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida. www.afweb.com, the world's best website for general aviation news and information, just got a little bit better with 24/7 updates, news alerts, the AFWeb Flash, just some of the great resources available at www.afweb.com. Comments on this audio cast welcome, audionews@afweb.com, that's our email, and this report was brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Look for AFWeb's next audio cast on Monday, May 21st. For the AFWeb Audio News Team, this is Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.